This is University Radio Nottingham.
So would you like to introduce yourself and tell us which role you're running for?
Yes. Hi everybody, I'm Sean. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm running for sports officer.
So why do you want to run for sports officer?
So I want to run sports officer because over my time at UON, I've been involved in sport from the just play level, having never played certain sports, right through to playing and representing in books, and then on committees, primarily with squash, and then more recently on welfare in sport. So I feel like I've experienced and seen how sport operates and impacts the lives of students through all levels of sports, and I feel like that experience means that I can have a positive effect on even more students in the coming year.
So do you want to outline your aims that you have as sports officer?
Yes, I've got 5 key manifesto points. These are welfare, performance, inclusion, communication and community. So running through all of these is a real belief that sport can bring everybody together. So with welfare, I want to make the welfare training and resources available not only to how it's currently available for welfare officers and presidents of sports clubs, but any committee member, so that they're all empowered to deal with issues which are already happening or may come up in the future. For performance, I want to continue celebrating those that are, for example, during the week going to be taking part in Big Books Wednesdays and hopefully winning lots of trophies, but also celebrate those who are going to their first just play session, you know, getting involved. This is quite a scary thing to do, you know, if you don't know anybody there, it's you've not played sport before. I want to celebrate those people who are taking that step and using sport for benefiting their mental health rather than being an elite athlete. And then inclusion, I want to make sure that sport is accessible for everybody. I think currently it is to an extent, but I think it can be even more, you know, with inclusive just play sessions, working with UON inclusive sport. And then communication, I want to make sure that everybody who takes part in any form of sport knows primarily what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, who I'm working with, and then that gets communicated through to all members of the sporting participants within university. And having a real clear, concise method of communication will mean that nothing gets lost. Currently I'm in, you know, 12 group chats on WhatsApp and Facebook groups, and it can be really confusing and overwhelming, and working with all other SU officers, because sport, yeah, we are, you know, you get a membership and you're part of sport, but you might be a postgrad, you might be an international student, you might be a first year, you might be graduating. There's so many different people from all walks of lives that are part of sport, and I think that having a clear communication across all of them, working with SU officers that represent all these people, bringing that all together to be concise and clear will be really beneficial. And then community, things like the headliner we've had this year, I think have been really successful, and Big Books Wednesday hopefully is going to be really, really well attended as well. I want to continue that and make sure that the people of Nottingham are proud of the students, because, you know, student cities can often get maybe a bit of a reputation where, you know, students are students out there, you know, nights out, but I feel like there can actually be a really positive impact that students can have. We've seen in the last year, for example, men's football donating to food banks and getting involved after what Marcus Rashford brought to sort of the media's attention over lockdown. And I think we can continue to really have that positive impact on the local community that they can then be proud of us as well.
So my next question is, what makes you different to the other candidates? So what makes you stand out?
I think that one thing that I have is experience through all levels of the, you know, the sporting scene at UON. I've been at just play sessions for a sport I've never even played, and I've been completely rubbish at that sport. And then, you know, I've played in cup semi-finals more recently for squash. So I think that in itself, I've seen how sport is different for everybody. And then more recently, being the chair of welfare in sport, I've seen the benefit that sport has on a mental health basis and a welfare basis, and how we can continue providing those services and making sport accessible for everybody. And on top of that, I like to think I'm quite a passionate person. I like to get really hands-on, really involved, and I will be at the sporting fixtures. I'll be there. I'll be public. I'll be available. And I think I'll hopefully be somebody that people can get behind as being approachable, being somebody who can listen to them, understand their needs, and then use that to make positive change.
Mm-hmm. What about performance in sport? Because that's mentioned in one of your aims. I don't know if you've touched on that already. Because you want to talk about that a little bit more.
So I think one thing that the university does really well, we're a very successful sporting university, have been for a long time. But something that I think personally gets missed out on is celebrating those who their performance might not be scholarship level, it might not be cup final level, but they have their own victories in themselves. And I think seeing if I was maybe a first time athlete, it was my first year playing a certain sport, and I got into a fifth team, or, you know, I got into a seventh team, and I was actually putting on that green and gold jersey every week and representing and excelling at my ability level, to see myself represented and sort of see the university proud of me doing that, I think really does drive people to continue to participate. And we all know that the positive effect that sport has, mental health, physical health, friendships, social life. I think celebrating the performance of everybody. Yeah, I think scholars are absolutely fantastic, and they represent on a national level, international level. But you got people playing medics hockey or medics rugby, maybe they just wanted to get involved, but let's celebrate them as well. Let's give them something to be proud of, and let's be proud of them for what they're doing as well.
Very nice. What would you say your top three skills are that would make you suitable for the role?
I think I'm very approachable, very friendly, somebody that I'll sit and listen to you, I'll sit and have a chat, understand your needs, and if, you know, I'm very happy to just chat about anything really. If you just want to be, you want to approach me and just say, oh Sean, can I just tell you about X, Y, Z? Yeah, go ahead, you know, I'm all ears. So I think that's something that's a good quality, because you have to have a lot of relationships in this role. I've seen AJ this year, for example, they've had to foster relationships with other SU officers, members of UON Sport, and then all the presidents and all the committee members of every club. And I've seen them, you know, on the balcony watching at David Ross, somebody just come up to them and just want to chat to them, feel like there's somebody that represents them and they can just chat to. And I think that's something that I've got as well, that I think people will just be able to come and sit next to me and we'll watch a bit of volleyball or whatever and have that really personal side. So that'll be number one. That was a bit long-winded. Number two, I think I'm very passionate. I've played sport here all my 3 years I've been here. I like to think I've improved slightly. Probably not a lot, but, you know, I have, and I've enjoyed it, and it's really sort of brought out my passion in being proud of the people around me. You know, I've seen people who came to uni and, you know, I was a lot better at them at squash, for example, and now they're better than me, and, you know, I'm very, like, I love that. I think it's brilliant. I think it shows how sport can just give people that chance to improve and be better for themselves, not necessarily for even the team, but just that personal growth. And then seeing that across all the sports, you know, I've been and watched volleyball, and I go and watch hockey every week, my housemate plays, and go and watch the American football, I've got a final coming up. Like, I stand on the balcony and I get lost in sport. Sport's something that you actually can get really lost in and really engage in and maybe forget about everything else. And that's something that I do, and I think I want to sort of influence that on everybody else and allow people to become passionate about sport as well.
Okay, so one last thing. If you could say one sentence to the people that are voting, what do you want to say to them?
If you vote for me, I can guarantee that the person that represents you next year will be passionate, they'll get stuck in, and they'll work really hard to make sure that the experience of sport that you have at UON is positive and beneficial for you.
Fabulous. Thank you.
This is University Radio Nottingham.